Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome in on a funky flashback Friday. It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Rob Parker, Ephraim Salam, and for Chris Broussard. And we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. And it is the final hour. We're going to talk with Lamar Mitchell from BetMGM in about 30 minutes. We'll have some football picks. Ephraim, who usually does well when he's only a spot picker, not if you were doing it every week, you wouldn't be as good. But I will give you some credit, as Charlie Hayes used to say.
First of all, you know, don't discount how I pick, okay? You worry about you not even confident enough in your own picks to put your own money up. Okay,
I know, and of course so, I was 3-0 last night.
So,
don't, I didn't
so
put it
I, you can't come at me like that, man. If you're not putting your shekels down, then you can't tell me that I'm not good enough because I don't do it all the time. When I pick right. How about that?
You have had some good ones, so I'm at least acknowledging.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
I'm at least acknowledging that. All right, let's talk about the Bengals, and we started the show. They're upset. Their panties are in a bunch over this, Ephraim. The league has decided to go against the rule that they already had in place, which was if teams don't play the same amount of games, that it would be going by winning percentage, which makes total sense. We've seen it in other leagues. I know I've seen it in baseball where teams, you know, some games got rained out, Ephraim, and they couldn't make them up or whatever, and they just said winning percentage. The NFL has that rule in place, but instead in this situation, which was definitely unique and with DeMar
Hamlin,
which is an unfortunate situation. And thank God he is improving. And for people just joining us who maybe didn't hear earlier, he FaceTimed with teammates, and he's talking, and it just a blessing, Ephraim, just a straight up blessing.
Yeah, it's moving in the right direction, and
yeah,
that's what all the prayers and the hopes were for.
No doubt. But the Bengals now they're like, okay, we kept our mouths quiet for now, not anymore, because they feel like they're the ones who're going to get job. Remember that game was in Cincinnati against Buffalo. So they lost a home game, a chance to beat a good team. They've been the hottest team in the NFL with, what, 7 wins in a row. There's a lot of things that the Bengals have. Joe Burrow's been balling out, Ephraim. And now they're looking at it going, we can win the division and then lose the coin flip and the Ravens get to play. The game is in Baltimore.
Yeah.
That's a tough one to swallow.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to swallow that one. And I don't think Cincinnati is able to swallow it either, because it's just not fair. And, you know, things are supposed to be fair when it comes to situations like this. And the team getting penalized is the team that, you know, has to really sit on their hands, because it was the Buffalo whose player got hurt. So you don't want to ever be insensitive to the situation that has transpired. But at the end of the day, you're still trying to win games and continue on with your season. And then the postseason, you work so hard during the regular season to set yourself up to play in the playoffs at home.
Rob G, jump in. You got something?
Yeah, so obviously we've been talking about this all day, and there's been several Bengals beat reporters and bloggers who've been writing lengthy columns about this whole situation. And it goes beyond even the coin flip situation in Baltimore. Mm-hmm. If they were to, let's say, face the Chiefs in the divisional round, had Cincinnati won last week against Buffalo, that game would have been in Cincinnati. Now that's off the table. Had they would have won in Buffalo last week and they faced Buffalo in the divisional round, they would have been the home team again. Again, that's off the table.
Those are two big games there.
And then lastly, this is what I didn't even think about. The Bengals won the AFC North, right? So they're going to be playing a first-place schedule next season.
Ugh.
However, because of this whole coin flip situation, they're going to have to possibly play on the road in the wild card round. So not have the benefit this year and then get burned next year by playing a first-place schedule.
So it is piled up on Cincinnati. And we're all in agreement that they have a legitimate reason to bellyache. This is not like
outrage. This is not, how could you do this? No, this is literally, it's, wait a minute, right? Because this has longer ramifications. This effect will be felt not only this year at the most crucial time in the playoffs, but for all of next season.
Now, Ephraim, here's the other point we want to get to. Does having the number one seed, is it that big? Is it that important? Because I got numbers. Of the 64 number one seeds since 1990, 32 half have made it to the Super Bowl. Okay, so half have made it. Of that group, 14 won the Super Bowl. In the last 5 years, 4 of the 10 participants have been the number one seed. And of that group, only one number one seed actually won the Super Bowl, and that was the Eagles in 2017-2018. We saw last year the Bengals go to Kansas City and win the AFC Championship game, didn't we?
Yeah.
And we also saw, that's right, and they beat the Titans.
Titans, yeah.
That was the number one seed, right? But also we saw, what was the other scenario? Oh, I had one more. Yeah, 2 years ago, right? Who was it? Buffalo. They lost a game, but they played. I mean, it didn't look like they were playing on the road. I mean, they lost because they couldn't get a stop at the end or whatever. And Mahomes was great and got them that win. But they looked like they were going to win that game there in Kansas City as well. So my point is, how important really is the number one seed? We understand winning at home. When the Packers won the Super Bowl, guess what? They were a wild card and all the games were on the road.
Mm-hmm.
When Eli went up to Green Bay and beat them, you remember that? The Packers were 15-1. They went on the road. They were a road team. They went through the road and they won a Super Bowl. How, as a player. And the Rams. The Rams did the same thing. They went down to Tampa Bay. They won, right? And they wound up winning the Super Bowl. And this is teams, good teams, go on the road and win.
Yeah, they do. You it's supposed to be you earn what you get in the playoffs, right? You earn what you get. If you earn the division title, then you should play at home. That doesn't make it a shoe-in that you make it to the Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl. We had a 98 with the Falcons. We had a second-best record in the NFC. The Vikings were 15-1. I believe we were 14-2. And, you know, San Francisco, Green Bay played in a divisional, and we got the winner of that. San Francisco came to us, and we beat them. That year, we played San Francisco three times. We beat them twice. Both of those were at home. They beat us when we went to San Francisco. So that was a driving factor in us wanting to have home field advantage in the divisional round.
Right.
Then we went on the road to Minnesota in the NFC Championship game, and we beat them. So, yeah, you can travel and you can win, but you do want that comfort of a home game, especially to start off the playoffs.
No, I get it. I get it. I just don't – I'm just not – the numbers don't bear out number one seeds having that much success.
Well,
and
no.
I get it.
Yeah,
you feel good. Okay, wait a minute. But it doesn't mean that you're going to automatically the road has to travel through here.
Ask Green Bay how that's worked out the last couple years.
It hasn't worked out. And they won 13 games, right, the last
right?
2 years.
Right, last couple years. They got the MVP. They're at home field, yes. All of that.
And you
got
to go through the frozen tundra and all that.
Has zero effect on teams anymore. That I'm telling you, Michael Vick shattered that myth back when he went to Green Bay in the playoffs.
He was the first one to win a road playoff game. Remember, they were
right
like 13-0.
And ran right through them. And since then, that myth has been shattered that you don't want to go to Green Bay and play. Yeah, who cares, right? So you no matter what, you have to be playing at an all-time high in terms of a team. You got to be ready to travel. You got to be ready to defend home. You have to be ready. And that's all it boils down to. So after this week, whatever shakes out, Cincinnati got to shake it off and just go play ball.
Okay, so here's the other part. Okay, so now the Philadelphia Eagles might be rushing Jalen Hurts back this week to play because they want to secure the number one seed. Is it worth it, Ephraim? It would be my question. Looking at the numbers, I'm not saying that you didn't want to have it, but rushing a guy back or getting him back to try to win to seal the number one seed, is it worth it?
Well, I don't think it's a rushback. I think he's healthy enough to be able to play. I think it's worth it because coming with one of your key or some of your key players dealing with injuries, I think it's imperative to have that bye week, right? I think it's more important to have it than not to have it. Right, because you give yourself an extra week of play of rehabilitation and of rest. They needed to win. You don't want to go 0-3, right, to finish out the season. All they had to do was win one of the last three games. They lost to Dallas, then they lost last week, and so you're in a position now where you got to win this last game, and you don't want to just. Believe it or not, I mean, the best thing for them to do is to beat the Saints, and we wouldn't even be having this conversation.
Right.
But you don't want to not have Jalen Hurts going into the playoffs with that big of a layoff. So you want to come in, you want to get things done early, right? Get it done, get it over early.
And then let them get out.
Let them get out, and then you got a whole week to let them really heal up.
All right, our telephone number 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Is the number one seed in the NFL playoffs all that important? We'll have that conversation and continue it with you. It is The Odd Couple with Ephraim Salaam in for Chris Broussard. Rob Parker here, you there. This is Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Wait a minute. Is that the Hughes Corporation, Alex?
Yes, sir.
Man, I remember when this song was on the radio. It is a funky flashback Friday on the Odd Couple. Rob Parker, Ephraim Salam, and for Chris Broussard. We expect to have Chris back on Monday. We're coming back, coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. The Odd Couple is also brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. Our telephone number, 877-99 on Fox. For you laymen, 877-996-6369. How important is the number one seed? Does it matter? Should you force your players or rush your players back out there to try to win that top seed in a conference, as we will see in Philadelphia? If he's ready to play, Ephraim, as you say, then just play him. Obviously, I don't believe in holding people back if they're healthy. But how important is that first, is that number one seed?
We got Sean in Florida. You on the Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio. What you got?
Hey, guys. Good evening. I want to answer that question, then I want to run something by you and then hang up and hear what you think. So first of all, yes, home field's important because if you ask everybody, they want it. So obviously it's important. Now, one quick thing I want to run by you. This is just about the AFC situation. Obviously, the best thing for the league would be Chiefs lose, Bengals and Bills both win. Then it'll play out on its own. But here's one thing you can't do. You can't give the Chiefs home field advantage because they end up, say, with an 8-13 win percentage as opposed to 800 win percentage for the Bills or the Bengals. When they both beat them, you can't hand the Chiefs home field. What do you think?
That makes sense.
You know what?
That's a great point because they did both beat the Kansas City Chiefs.
Right, so and if you go with the head-to-head matchup as saying 813 and 800 is the same, basically, right? We're just saying, basically.
Mm-hmm.
What would separate them? And I agree.
It's the teams that won, right? That you get the upper hand. You've earned the upper hand. That's absolutely right.
Yeah, it is. That's not a bad point here. 877-99 on Fox.
It's not. We got Mo in San Diego. You on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What you got?
Hey, guys, love you. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, same thing.
I want to answer the question and then ask a quick question. To me, it boils down to the talent and the maturity of the team. If you have a team that's very well coached and mature and used to it, kind of like those Patriots teams, they seem to take that short porch and they take advantage of the week and so forth. But if you're a team that, you know, is up and coming, you want to be kind of like baseball playing, you know, swinging a hot bat and coming in and on a roll, because you want those guys to not be worried or thinking about home court, whether it wins, home field, whether it matters. You just want them playing hot and on and stuck on automatic. So my question real quick is, what would have happened if they had gave the game a tie? Like, how would that have changed the differences as far as the playoff scenarios? Like, if they have a tie, does that mean if we win, then, you know, they get in, or if Baltimore wins and they lose?
A tie hurts you. A tie hurts you. That's why it's better to have no game. Because
you didn't win or lose,
but if you have the same record or close to it, right? But you have a tie, and
but what I'm saying is, like, Cincinnati already has a better record than Baltimore. So if that game is granted as a tie versus it lowers
your winning percentage. You didn't win. It lowers your winning percentage, and that's why a tie is not good.
Okay, I don't know how that plays. To me, the percentage of wins is still the same, because you're still looking at the same wins and losses, but you have that half.
A tie is a full game. Your percentage would go down. It's not a win.
Yeah, go ahead.
I guess what I'm saying is if the records are even, then the team with the tie isn't at a deficit, though, right? So what I'm saying is they were already ahead. I'm just looking at the differences between, you know, this week, meaning would that make these games more valuable?
I just think a tie doesn't help. That's why.
It doesn't because it lowers your win percentage.
It lowers your win. It just does.
Michael in Tennessee, you on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What you got?
So, I'm just looking all time, bro, and really, it's not that much of a difference. There's only a select few of people, like a few teams, that's going to, like, you know, make it. It's who's the hottest quarterback. Really?
When we broke down the stats, you're right. That's the issue, is that it ain't a clear-cut thing if you're the number one seed. If you told me 8 of the last 10 number one seeds, you know, in either conference, Ephraim won the Super Bowl, then okay,
That makes sense when you look at the numbers, but, you know, you got to remember, these aren't like pieces of paper. These are people.
No, I get
right?
it.
So you want to be able to be home. You don't want to travel. You want to be able to be at your own facility and be in your own locker room. All of those things matter to the player. Right? To the organization, like, that matters, right? Think about the money involved as an owner. You get what I'm saying? So that those are your concessions, those are your tickets, those are that's the biggest piece of it.
I'm not so sure how they run the tickets or for playoff games or whatever, but I get it. All the other stuff you get, the concessions, the parking, all that other stuff, it's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money on the line.
People in the postseason, the players don't get paid.
No, you just get regular stipend.
You get a stipend for wherever you finish, but you don't get your regular paycheck in the postseason. That's why if you're an owner and your team makes a run and you're making money off the postseason, it's a big payday.
You're raking in, yeah. Let's go to MJ in New Orleans. You on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What you got?
Happy Funky Flashback Friday, guys.
What up?
My condolences to the Broussard family. Hey, Ephraim.
Yo.
I got a quick one. Thanks for Jazz kissing Hillary on Bel Air, man. Appreciate that as a fellow DJ.
You're welcome, man. Right. I pitched that, man. I just want to throw that out there. I was trying to get some black love going on television, man.
There you go. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I appreciate that. All right, now I got a statement. The home field advantage refers to the tendency of sports performers to win more often when competing at their home facilities. Studies for professional collegiate high school sports have consistently found the home performers defeat visiting performers in more than half of the total games played. The aggregated winning percentages of home performers vary between sports and across eras, but they typically range just above 50% and as high as 70%. But I think also, as far as the ticket-holding buying fans, I think that's one of the most important things that your home fans get to see you participate in that season, in that particular playoff percentage and whatnot.
Ask the Kansas City Chiefs fans last year when Cincinnati was down by double digits in the first half.
You're right. Okay.
All I'm saying, and I'm not trying to knock it, I get it, Ephraim, sleeping in your own bed, not having to travel. It's a totally different world when you have to travel compared to playing at home.
Yeah,
it is. All I'm saying is it doesn't guarantee you anything.
No, nothing guarantees you. You got to play the game. But you want to be as comfortable as possible going into the game. That's the whole point.
No, that's fair. I totally get it. That's fair. All right. We've got our man Lamar Mitchell from BetMGM coming up next. Can't wait to hear from him.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It is the Odd Couple on a Funky Flashback Friday. Rob Parker, Ephraim Salaam, in for Chris Broussard. We're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. And football fans, be sure to tune in to Fox Sports Radio's Countdown to Kickoff presented by BetMGM every Saturday and Sunday morning, 3 hours before kickoffs. Tune in Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Eastern and Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Eastern as we take you live all the way up to kickoff on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app presented by BetMGM. And now let's welcome in our man, Lamar Mitchell, from BetMGM, the director of trading. Say hello to Ephraim Salaam, Mr. Mitchell.
What's up, fellas? How you guys doing tonight?
Good, brother. How you doing?
We are doing great. Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Just getting ready for the last weekend of the NFL regular season.
Yeah, here we go. Let's get it kicked off. Before we look at it the weekend, I have to ask you about what happened on Monday night between the Bengals and the Bills. Can you walk us through the process of odds makers? First, the game was delayed, then it was postponed, and now finally canceled. What's the whole ordeal for you guys at BetMGM?
Yeah, it's a tricky situation because, you know, with our house rules, for BetMGM, the game has to be played within 7 days of the scheduled date that it's originally scheduled. So we were waiting on the word from the NFL to see if they were going to what they were going to do with that game, whether they're going to postpone it, whether they were going to reschedule it, if they were going to reschedule within the same calendar week. So it was a long process for us. And once we got the word, we refunded the game, and everybody had a refund on that bet.
Sticking with that, it looks like we're going to have an AFC Championship game played at a neutral site between the Chiefs, Bills, or Bengals. As an odds maker, does a neutral site actually make things easier to set the line? And if you had to guess, which of those three teams do you think will be favored in that scenario?
Well, you know, actually, we always give a little bit to the home team for home field advantage. You know, usually it's a field goal, depending on the team. It could be higher, a little bit lower. But in that situation, since all three teams are outdoor teams, and if it is in a neutral site, and if it is in a warm weather a dome, I would think that I would think that Kansas City might be the favorite, but you never know what's going to go on with Buffalo or Cincinnati this year. But I would think Kansas City would still have the edge in the neutral site game.
There's no truth to these reports, but I'm hearing that maybe the neutral site will be in a place that doesn't usually have playoff games, so that game could be played in Detroit. I'm just saying. I'm sorry.
It's still got a shot.
I know. They need a lot to happen. But anyway, Lamar, the Titans are down to their third-string quarterback, and this week they travel to Jacksonville for what basically is a play-in game for the playoffs. The Jags are 6.5-point favorites. What kind of action are you seeing on this? Because I love the Jags in this game.
You know what's funny about that is we haven't, you know, the Sharps haven't been on this game on the side or the total. Ticket count is only about 3-1 in favor of the Jags. So Joe Public is a little bit on the Jags. We did take a large six-figure bet on the Jags at minus 6.5. So the big money's coming on the Jags, but Sharps just laid off this game completely.
Mm, the Chiefs got a chance to clinch the number one seed Saturday. On the flip side, the Raiders have absolutely zero to play for. But it seems like the spread has dropped slightly from KC at 9.5 to KC at 8.5. Are bettors really are they really in on the Raiders in this spot?
You know, it's funny for us because no matter who the Raiders are playing, we get a lot of Raider money here. So the bettors are, in fact, about 3-1 in favor of tickets on the Raiders in this situation. But we did take sharp money on the Chiefs earlier when it was at 7.5. So the sharp money says you got to lay the points, but the betting public still hot on the Raiders' tail.
I don't know what it is, but the Chiefs never seem to cover to me.
That's true.
They never seem to cover. It is the Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio. Lamar Mitchell from BetMGM is here. Let's talk about the Ravens. They're scoring just 12 points a game since Lamar went down in Week 13. Their offense has fallen off the cliff without him. I know folks don't expect Baltimore to actually beat the Bengals on Sunday, but how confident are the bettors that they can at least cover the 9-point spread?
Not very confident at all. This is going to be a game with Joes versus Pros. I mean, the Sharps have bet both sides of this game, so they're just trying to get the number to settle in to the right spot for them. But the Joes are all on the Bengals at about 3-1 in the tickets in this situation here. And believe it or not, the total, Sharps didn't do anything with that total, which tells you that they don't believe anything's going to really happen much with that total. But as far as the side, Joe Public is on the Bengals side here. Not a lot of confidence in the Bengals, or excuse me, the Ravens.
I got one more game. It's intriguing, and not for the reason of who's going to the playoffs or not. It's the Colts and the Texans. Both of these teams need a quarterback. Neither one of these teams really want to win this. Just so they can keep their draft spots. How hard is it to set the line in a game like this, and where are the Sharps in this one?
You know, this is one of those games where the Sharps just take off for the weekend. They just say, we're not going to mess with that at all on anything, on the side or the total. But, you know, Joe Public, all on the Colts, 6-1 in ticket count. Not a lot of money in this game so far, and I suspect that, you know, this will be probably one of our least wagered on games this weekend because, like you say, neither team really wants to win this game, and it's a challenge putting up a line for games like this. It's almost like a preseason game where you're just saying, well, who's going to play their starters and how long are they going to play their starters, and you just have to do your best to try to set the market and see where the market's at on this game.
Well, which team has Jeff Saturday as coach? That's the team that'll lose. I just want you to know. I'm sorry.
They just might win because of that.
Because of that, yeah, they just might, right? As dumb as it would be, right?
Yes.
They just might win. Last thing here, Aaron Rodgers is 5-0 in win and in games throughout his career, and yet we're seeing zero movement on the spread. Packers have been holding a 4.5 home favorite since Sunday. Is that because bettors are split on this one, or, you know, why haven't we seen this line fluctuate?
You know, what's funny about that is we took a large six-figure bet on the Packers, of course, and Joe Public is on the Packers at about 4-1 in tickets, and the Sharps, they laid the 4 early in this game, so it's just holding steady. Lions, you know, I know you don't think they're going to do anything outdoors, but this could be a spot where they could come back to surprise. But Joe Public and the Sharps are saying Packers, Packers, Packers.
Right. All right. His name is Lamar Mitchell, our favorite from BetMGM. And have a great weekend. And thanks again. We always appreciate you.
Go fellas. You have a great weekend and enjoy the games this weekend.
Oh, definitely will. Thank you, Lamar.
All right, let's finish strong. The NFL Pigskin Pickoff is next. It's the Odd Couple. Ephraim Salamin for Chris Broussard. Rob Parker here. You there. It's Fox Sports Radio. And guess what, Alex?
What's up, Rob?
Stick and stay.
For some extra cheddar in the last week of the regular season in the NFL in the U.S. of A.
Wow.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so... there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Pick up the pieces there. It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio on a Funky Flashback Friday. Rob Parker, Ephraim Salam coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. The Odd Couple is also sponsored by Discover. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. You know, Ephraim, it is now your favorite time. It's time for the NFL Pigskin Pickoff.
You ready to retire? The Odd Couple is gonna make you rich.
Gambling, vice, corruption.
It's their Pigskin Pickoff.
That's right, it is the Pigskin Pickoff, picking NFL games against the spread. Now, we've had a certain situation where, because Chris has been off for various reasons, that Rob Parker is, like, by default running away with this thing.
Oh, wow.
I've been killing it.
It's getting ridiculous.
Oh, wow. Let me put a stop to that.
Just in the weeks where they're both here, which is the official tally, Rob is still ahead, and with Chris missing this week, I don't know if he's going to be able to catch up.
Mm. No, it's done.
So, Rob Parker, the...
What did I do the last couple weeks? Have I been all right?
You've been all right. I mean, you're above 500, and that's all you got to do, as long as you're not losing ground,
stay
right?
Above 500.
Exactly.
No doubt.
So, it's all good. So, let's keep it moving. NFL Week 18, Ephraim and Rob picking NFL games against the spread. All of these odds courtesy of Lamar Mitchell and BetMGM. Again, we got these odds early on Friday. They may have shifted since then, but we're using them as of, I think it was right around 4 p.m. Pacific, or excuse me, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific. So let's get started. Game number one, the one that Ephraim is so fascinated about. Houston Texans at the Indianapolis Colts. Colts 2.5-point home favorites. Neither team wants to win this one, but Ephraim, who do you like?
The Colts are going to win. I'm taking the Colts.
Ephraim, I'm with you, and you know why? I'm going to say this. While it doesn't really help your organization, Jeff Saturday has been dragged through the mud. Mm-hmm. Like his experience has been, like, could you imagine if, like, just to win, to walk off where it's not the, you know, the worst experience he ever had. I think the Colts win as well.
Yeah, he knows it's over. So he's going to go ahead and go out with a win.
So you both got him covering the 2.5.
Yep.
Yes.
All right. Game number two, Chiefs at the Raiders. Chiefs 8.5-point road favorites in Vegas against Jared Stidham and the silver and black, Rob Parker. Who are you taking?
I you know what? Every time I bet Kansas City, they don't cover the spread. They don't. Like, you think, you look at it and you say, oh, they'll win by 2 touchdowns. They don't do it. Ephraim, I'm going with the Raiders plus the 8.5.
I wanted to take the Raiders, but since you took them, I'm going with the Chiefs. I agree with what you said, but I'm going to be contrary, and I'm taking the Chiefs.
Rob, wasn't there a stat last year where they had gone like 12 straight games without covering?
It was 14.
Without covering, yeah.
It was something crazy.
Yep.
Ephraim, you've seen it. They don't cover. I don't get it. At one point, when Mahomes first came in the league, they were winning by 21 every week.
Yep. They're one of those teams, they always play with their food, as they say, and their defense is not good. So they're going to be in a lot of shootouts. Game number three, the pigskin pickoff, the de facto play-in game, Tennessee Titans on the road in Jacksonville to take on Trevor Lawrence and the upstart Swagwars. Ephraim, who do you like?
I'm taking the Jags, the Swags. Lil Duval, shout out to Lil Duval. I'm taking the Jaguars to cover. They're a good team, man. They have picked it up second half of the season, and I don't know what's going on in Tennessee. Mike Vrabel was like, whatever. So I'm going with the Jags.
I like the Jags, too. I think I'm going to take 3 car payments, bet on the
And his
the
car
Jags,
payments are huge, Ephraim. I don't know if you've seen his car, but his car payments are ginormous.
What you rolling in, man?
No. We don't say it all.
He'll send you a picture.
Okay, yes. Send me I want a picture.
Okay, but we'll take the 3 car payments so that this way it'll turn into 6 so I can afford the car, okay?
Oh, well, that works. Whatever you got to do.
So I'm taking the Jet.
And fun fact, Rob was closed when they gave him a free hat afterwards.
Oh, my God.
That's right. That closed the deal, you know?
Really? He was unsure, like, we'll give you this free hat. He's like, all right, I'm done. All right. Game number 5. We're talking about it all night. Ravens at the Bengals. Bengals 9.5-point home favorites. Rob Parker.
I'm going to go with the Bengals. Just, they're hot. They're mad. I like the Bengals in this game.
I'm trying to fight with you, man, but.
Hey, don't do it. If you really believe it,
I like the Bengals.
I mean, cover 9?
Yeah, I like the Bengals. No Lamar. They're upset. They're going to really put the foot on the gas on this one.
Rob's picked all home teams so far. Just saying, and I think it's going to be more of the same in the finale. Sunday Night Football, the Detroit Football Lions in Green Bay against Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. Packers 4.5-point home favorites. Rob, I think we know who you're picking, but go first anyway.
I'm taking the Packers. I've been at those games before in my career. I'm taking the Packers.
I'm taking Detroit. I'm taking Detroit, man. I Detroit, man, is with an opportunity to really – solidify changing the culture and
they can't
being
stop
above
the
5.
Run, Ephraim.
I know.
Jared Goff got
points.
Small hands, Ephraim.
Man, they put up points, man. Them dudes are scary.
All right, hey, Ephraim, check your phone real quick. All right. We appreciate you, man, filling in for Chris.
Of course, man. Oh, you doing it. Okay, I see you.
Oh, there you go. Odd Couple.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.